And when your country decides to wage war on Russia, an unwinnable war, incidentally, an unwinnable war, I will be here with you commentating on it rather than deployed over there. They can't send me. I literally cannot be sent over there because I'm too hateful. All right, let's get into it. Will the United States of America end up waging war, an unwinnable war against Russia? Well, one commentator seems to believe that that is the case, and we will be at war with Russia within the next 12 months.
You know, here's my view of it. I think the lies are unsustainable. Lying is always unsustainable. You're always found out in the end, whether in your lifetime or posthumously. But lies are always revealed by their nature. And these lies are so big and so obvious and so stupid that it's going to be very clear to the majority of voters before the election that the Biden administration has no idea what it's doing, that Joe Biden is not running the government, and that it's not working at all. And I think by that point, we're going to have a real economic contraction. I think we're going to be in the teeth of a very tough recession, and that makes everything much more intense. And so if your goal is to maintain power, and if you think once you relinquish power, the problem with everything becoming, the problem with criminalizing politics is the people who do it imagine or know that it will be done to them. So once you start indicting your political opponents, you know that you have to win or else they're going to indict you if they win, right?
Right.
And so they can't lose. They will do anything to win. So how do they do that? They're not going to do COVID again. I know everyone on the right's afraid they're going to do COVID and mask mandate. They're not going to do that. They can't do that. If they've already been exposed, that won't work. There's going to be, no, what are they going to do? They're going to go to war with Russia is what they're going to do. There will be a hot war between the United States and Russia in the next year.
And really?
Yes, of course. They want it anyway. I don't think we'll win it, but that's a separate analysis. But I think as a political matter, they need to declare war footing in order to assume war powers in order to win. I believe that. And I think the evidence suggests that's true. So if you're worried about our politics getting like even more vicious than it already is, and people being hurt in our politics, which is entirely possible, you should be worried about the prospect of an open war. We're already at war with Russia, of course. We're funding their enemies. So we're fighting Russia. But I mean, an open battle with Russia where we say we're at war with Russia. I think that could easily happen. I think we could Tonkin Gulf our way into it, where all of a sudden missiles land in Poland. The Russians did it. Our NATO allies been attacked. We're going to war. I could see that happening very easily. So if you're worried about that, you need to put as much pressure as you possibly can on the Republican-held Senate to force a peace, which can be done. The United States could force a peace in Ukraine tonight. We're funding one side. There is no Ukrainian army outside of NATO. If NATO withdrew its support for Ukraine, Ukraine would crumble in a day. So we are the only power in the world that can bring both sides to the table to force a peace, which will be unsatisfactory as all forced pieces are. Like each side will give more than it wants, but that's the only option. Otherwise, I would bet my house on it.
Incidentally, this is exactly what Donald Trump has been saying, that he would force a peace between Russia and Ukraine rather than funding the Ukrainian army, rather than being the bankrollers, the arms dealers, the banksters behind this massacre of the Ukrainian people. The Ukrainians are not winning, they're losing. There is no counteroffensive. They are losing tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. We are talking about carnage, death, and suffering on a level that the United States really has not dealt with since Vietnam. It's been two generations since we have seen. Look, we fought wars for 15 years in the Middle East and we lost like 5,000 people. The Ukrainians have lost 300,000 people. It's not just five times as much or 10 times as much. There may be 500,000 dead by the time this thing is through. and you have disgusting, lispy faggots like Lindsey Graham sitting across the table from disgusting, lispy faggots like Zelensky, who walks around in stilettos, snickering about, that's a good way to use American tax dollars, stack up the Russian bodies. We are living in the tyranny of faggotry. The shadow government of the United States of America, the man who's really president, Barack Hussein Obama, is a faggot. And he's bankrolling a fellow faggot. And he's dispatching Republican faggots to make it seem like it's a bipartisan faggotry. How does the Ukraine have time to legalize gay marriage, legalize transgenderism, transgender? How do they have time to do that when they're invaded by Russia? Hey guys, we're fighting for the survival of our nation. Can we please have a constitutional amendment for you-know-who, for the Rainbow Brigade, for the LGB queers, for the QRS people? The alphabet people need recognition right now! How do you think that happened, ladies and gentlemen? How do you think that came to be? That Zelensky went from wearing suits like most world leaders to just wearing combat fatigues. Even to nice cocktail dinners in, like, Washington, D.C., he's still wearing combat fatigues. How do you think that Zelensky, who's portraying that the Ukraine is fighting for its survival, somehow managed to pull themselves together to have a constitutional amendment protecting the LGBT queers? Did that happen before or after or because of the Lindsey Graham trip to Ukraine? Before or after or because of the Barack Hussein Obama faggot shadow government who's running this operation from Washington, D.C. You know, former presidents normally go back to their home states, but since Obama can't go back to Kenya or Indonesia, he just stayed in Washington and he's running these operations out of his own house. Bet he's got a blue roof on his house. I guarantee there is a blue roof on Barack Hussein Obama's house in Washington. But of course, Obama has houses all over the place. Obama has houses in Ireland, Cork. He has houses in Maui. He has houses all over the place. How did Barack Hussein Obama become so rich? How? How did he get so rich? How did the Clintons get rich? The Clinton Foundation. How did George W. Bush get rich? These guys all have profited off of politics. It's a high-margin business. It's an extremely high-margin business. All you have to do is steal an election, and you have generational wealth guaranteed. We know this about the Bidens. We know that they're going to have generational wealth, guaranteed. As to whether or not we're actually going to go to war with Russia, I think Tucker's probably right. We're going to Gulf of Tonkin our way into it. Incidentally, I was the one who told you I don't think they're doing COVID 2.0. I just don't see it. It's too much. This is disinformation. This is misinformation. This is the leaks, the so-called leaks from TSA that got leaked out onto Alex Jones, and everybody picked it up and said, oh, no, they're going to do lockdowns. I'm not going to comply. You know, Trump came out and said, do not comply. Trump came out and said, they're going to try to do the COVID lockdowns again, and I'm telling you, do not comply. Dude, you're the COVID lockdown godfather. You're the guy who invented the COVID lockdowns. Give me a freaking break. They think that we're so stupid. And you know what? They're not wrong. We are.